bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escape pod.
Welcome to the Escape Pod. You've got Russ Masterton, Mark Adams, Joe Pryor, and we are welcomed by our special guests this afternoon, Amy Moylan and Ryan Tuckerman from the Art Studios Hotels.
Sorry,
the Art Series Boutique Hotels. How could I get that wrong? And we still have Mr. Sam Krum. So we can throw to anything that requires opera, agents, musicians, and food. So we've got it all this afternoon in the Escape Pod.
We've got everything we need right here, Joe.
Yeah, Ryan, what is Art Series Hotel firstly, and then talk about your involvement with Midsummer?
So Art Series Hotels are a collection of boutique properties that were inspired by the global boom of boutique hotels globally, and particular for Art Series, our owners fuse their love for art with property development and put Australia on the map in terms of a new concept within the hospitality industry. So each of our properties are dedicated to individual celebrated Australian artists, and the unique thing is that those properties take on that persona of the individual artist. So very different from each other, and one that works or we align with the pink market is that of the Cullen, so dedicated to the late Adam Cullen on Commercial Road, and the property really is cementing its place as the coolest pink hotel in Australia.
And just as well, it's sponsoring the coolest pink event in the calendar.
Exactly right.
It is. And so Midsummer, of course, is a big thing for you guys.
Yeah.
You've been sponsoring for how many years?
This will be our second year to exhibit on Carnival Day.
So this is not your first trip to the rodeo.
No.
You've done this before.
Right.
What did you learn last year about what Carnival is and how you fit in the community?
Good question. You know, there's a lot of people that actually, we were on the radio this time last year talking about what we're going to do at Carnival, and so many people had listened to
the
your
body
segment
paint.
And said, I've come for the body paint, A, and B, I heard you on the radio yesterday. So, you know, I learnt that. Ryan was just telling me what he's bringing tomorrow that he learnt was incorrect last year, which was, what's that, Ryan? He forgot sunscreen and an esky with some cold drinks.
And your number written down.
Yes.
In the setup, we're very early, we're going to make sure we're prepared for the full day.
But we had a great time last year, and you know, it was really popular stall, so you know, we learned that we wanted to go bigger this time because the stall was you know, had a lot of people coming and going, and we also learned that people wanted to do something interactive, so that's why the paint was great last year and the activities that we have and games, giant Jenga and Connect Four, and the games we have in the lounge area this year. People want to do something on the day, and it's about activity on the day, you know, and people kind of picking the stalls and hanging out in those areas throughout the day is what people were doing last year. And we just want to do something that's super interactive and a bit of fun.
And are you ready for crowd control for people to wait in line for their photo machine?
Yeah, we're hoping as they're waiting in line that they certainly sign up to our database.
You're slightly evil, aren't you, Ryan?
He's a true marketer.
Here we go. The dark side is coming forward here. Shadows coming over Midsummer.
If they can't make it on the day, they could always go online now.
Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, Carnival is
and make
day.
A booking.
Yeah. Prepay, swipe the card. Carnival's a big thing for our community, but it's also talking about the organisations that are involved in our community and support our community. Midsummer's not the only queer event that is involved with the Art Series Hotel.
No, that's right. Yeah,
you do a lot of other things as well.
Just back to Carnival, and I think and cementing Cullen's place there. During the day last year, we really got a good feel of the sense of community of everyone there, and it was great to see all the different organisations like the Burnett Institute that we're now partnering with for prizes and involvement there. And just
what do they give away? Hearts.
Yeah. Oh no, they do.
Lungs.
We give away prizes and gift vouchers for people to go visit their stall as well.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
But the likes of Coles, who are sending 500 of their employees down for the day that we partner with during the year as well. So that real sense of involvement.
Are they putting their eggs in the fridge?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe, yeah. Well,
I think that was the issue. There's always something. Every week, Coles and Woolworths have done something. And I think this week it was putting their eggs in the fridge.
I don't know that story.
Incorrectly. What's the,
And something about if your eggs are actually free range, they still have a coating on them, so you don't have to put them in the fridge. But if they've actually gone through some sort of process in a factory, then that's actually stripped off the eggs, and so you actually do need to keep your eggs in the refrigerator. So then someone has asked, why is it then that Coles and Woolworths don't have their eggs in the refrigerator when they should? If it says to the consumer that you should. Did I get that right?
Controversy.
I know. Every week there's something. I missed it when I was away.
This is a whole other show.
We need a new show around these controversies.
Egg-related controversies.
We love the fact that co-sponsoring works. We just love it.
Yes. We could always ask Siri for the answer.
Yes, we could.
Or we could ask Siri to beatbox. Have you done that?
What's that new thing? Karina or something that's popped up? Who's Karina? Has popped up on my computer.
Karina is on Word 10 or whatever it is.
I don't know her.
I don't know either. She keeps asking me questions, and I say, "Quiet now! I'm trying to concentrate."
I've said, "Do you want a question?"
I don't know anything about Karina, but I just want her to leave me alone.
You're fighting already.
That's right. Give me Siri any day. I'm in bed with Siri. I'm not getting in bed with Karina.
You know, you can put Siri as a male voice.
Oh, can you?
Russ.
That's blown.
Swiping
Russ is
wiping away at the moment.
That's it now. Russ is going to bed late tonight.
Sorry, where were we before?
Away from Carnival. So,
right.
Some involvement with Art Series and the colour. Mm. And we've had a great year. I think Globe, again, is another thing that really puts us on the map within the pink community.
Yep.
So this
everyone
year,
knows about Globe, the gay and lesbian
networking.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So we sponsored the Artist of the Year, again, as we did last year. Last year was Dolly Diamond. Yes, so
we're familiar.
Yeah, very good. And this year, the winner of the arts prize actually went to
Lisa Daniel.
Lisa Daniel from Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
We love Lisa Daniel.
Yeah, so
she's made a phenomenal contribution to the art scene, especially
very perfect
for LBGTQ.
For us with the Cullen. So very proud to be involved with that.
So did you
do
screenings at the Cullen?
Yes. 2 years ago we were having screenings. Mm. Last year we didn't, but yeah, looking forward to next year.
Yeah, she's a fabulous member of our community. A lot of
well deserved.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So. The Cullen in particular, based in
Prahran,
yeah, Commercial Road. Commercial Road doesn't have the same queer draw that it used to. It seems to have moved north of the river, very Gertrude Street, Smith Street, compared to what it used to be. So where does that fit now? Because the queer community in Melbourne just sort of blends into everywhere.
We're going both sides of the river now, I think.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
With the community or the hotels?
The community. But
I've got this infographic I just need to get out of my little brain. It's all mixed up with the GIF now.
The brown streak in the middle is the Yarra.
Got it.
So over the last, I think with the market closing down and over the last 2 or 3 years, it certainly has diversified a bit. But for those that have been around South Yarra and Prahran lately, the Chapel Street area has just come back alive.
Especially Windsor.
Life. Mm. Yeah, down the Windsor end as well as the that end of Commercial Road as well. Mm. So we've found that it's certainly still the heart of the pink community. Mm.
You've still got good occupancy rates.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So the hotel's doing really well. But perhaps maybe there's just a lot more of the community around.
Mm. So. Still alive and kicking, very much so. We've got our guests in the studio, Amy Moylan, Ryan Tuckerman and Sam Crum. Amy and Ryan have been talking to us about boutique hotels. Sam's here just ready to chime in about boutique hotel experiences. So let's go. What about...
Hopefully all very good experiences, Sam.
For the most part, if I have a choice of where I'm staying, I'll stay in a small hotel.
Oh, great. Mm. Yeah.
I just find whoever's at the desk tends to be friendlier,
more
helpful.
Approachable.
More likely to know a deal or just think outside the box a bit. Mm.
Do you think, Sam, that's because they're really invested in their guests instead of another...
Absolutely.
...punter going through?
Well, and they're dealing with 24 of us instead of 224 of us. So they'll recognise you more easily. Inevitably, when I come to check in, they know who I am.
Mm. Right.
I'm one of the people, when I make my booking, I say what time I'm arriving.
Very good.
I'm the flicker of joy
in both Amy and Ryan's eyes.
Yeah. You're the
I'm
type of guest
the best
we want.
Hotel guest, yeah. I promise you.
Yeah. It's funny that you said best hotel guest because the likes of TripAdvisor and the digital world now of everyone reviewing people's hotel experiences, trying to think outside the box and deliver something different this year, we changed the philosophy of hotel reviews and introduced reverse reviews, where for a 6-week period, instead of the guests reviewing their experience in the hotel, we gave our staff the power to review all the guests. Mm. So when they checked
how
in...
How honest did you empower them to be?
Look, if the guests were well-behaved and we gave them a 5-star rating, they were given a complimentary voucher. But wow, we did name and shame the ones that were playing along and maybe...
And they could opt in on arrival. Guests. They ticked all opt-in. And then, of course, some were on their very best behaviour because, you know, it was fun. They wanted to get that free night and stand out of the crowd to come across as one of these, you know, well-behaved guests. So it was actually a really fun, tongue-in-cheek way for the guys on the desk to communicate with the guests. And, it was fun. I had a couple of guests, you know, cleaning up their room the morning of. So how could we not give them a free night stay to return,
When it comes to naming and shaming. Mm. Without naming, do some shaming.
Let's shame.
What was some of the negative feedback? What were some crazy things people did?
Snoring too loud, disturbing the other guests.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we never kiss and tell.
Can't kiss and tell.
Sometimes. So no throwing TVs out, no rock star moments.
No trashing the room.
Oh, darling, you can't get the TV off the wall anymore. It's so hard.
Not even the rock stars do that anymore. Like
Taylor Swift.
Yes, she would.
She probably makes her own bed.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Does she sleep in it?
She has someone else to do that for her.
I figured. Yes.
I'm sure the hands
I figured
are
it was
above
outsourced.
The quilt.
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny just with the reviews because TripAdvisor and there's a lot more of them popping up and they're all so powerful within the travel industry. Mm. So we thought, what's a big issue or a big talking point? And
so apart from cleaning rooms, what were the other gems people did? What were the other raves you got?
Well, you know, it was just fun to see guests checking in and wanting to stand out of the crowd. You know, they wanted to play the game and they wanted to impress, you know, the guys that had checked them in, you know, and stand out of the crowd and make an impression. So
they're like scented candle gifts.
That was fun. I actually had a guest stay and 2 days later, this is at my hotel in Bendigo, the Shella Studio, and the guys received by courier a big paint tin full of jelly beans. So that was like a post-day gift the guests had sent. So, you know, that won some brownie points.
And we had one guest actually ordered 10 pizzas to be delivered to the night staff or the people working
on the front desk.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God, so I love this.
That was cool. That was at the Blackman. Yeah.
So do you think you'll repeat this at various times during the year?
Yeah, it's always a bit of fun, and if we'll look to repeat it, but maybe give it a bit of a twist.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to confuse it too much, but yeah, just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, those little fun ways or the way that we engage with the guests are really what this whole boutique hotels or this whole industry within the industry is looking to do, a lot more personalised.
Mm. And it's funny what you were saying earlier. That's exactly what I'm seeing from the guests coming through, especially because I'm at a regional property. The guests are coming through and they really want your recommendations. Where would you go? Where do you go on a Sunday afternoon for a drink? Or what do you do for dinner? Or what would you spend your time doing? People don't want a list of or a pamphlet, you know, thrown at them of things to do. They want personal experiences. So really guests service in hotels is really having to hark back to that and give that
traditional concierge.
Yeah, personalised tailored service and build a rapport and find out what a guest wants to do with their weekend and how you can best tailor, you know, an experience to them and send them to the right places rather than just give them some brochures or a list of things to see and do. Yeah, so that really resonates from what you're saying when you're looking for that service and that personalised tailored touch. When you're travelling.
So, Amy, interesting you're talking about the hotel in Bendigo. Mm. And so you moved to Bendigo a year ago with your partner.
I did, exactly a year now.
Tell us about that.
Well, how time
Amy
has...
put her possessions into boxes. She called a removalist truck and she moved, Mark. No,
and what happened after that?
Well, actually, I was a bit harsher. I left and went straight to work immediately and I told my partner to pack the dogs and pack the house. So I got out of the move.
Or did she just pack? passively aggressively sit at home and go, screw you.
So it's just time has absolutely flown. You know, I grew up in Shep, but I've been living in Melbourne, you know, for the last 15 years or so. And, I didn't really know what to expect of country living, so to speak. But it's not country living. It's an urban city is what I came to discover. Mm. And it's very diverse, very cultural. I moved at a great time. You know, the art gallery down there is, doing absolutely riveting things.
Do you do much in partnership with Karen Quinlan at the art gallery?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a partnership with the Bendigo Art Gallery, and we have done since the day we opened in May of 2014. And we just recently signed a partnership deal with the new 1,000-seat theatre in town there, which is the Alumbra Theatre. So there's the...
Do they have mazes and things like the Alumbra there?
Oh, it's a beautiful space. They have... turned an old jail into a 1,000-seat theatre. So,
and this is a proper theatre. It's not a cinema. It's a theatre.
Yeah. It's got a sky tower, 3 stories high, and it's got a full pitch
for the
orchestra.
Sam, you'll have to put it on your list.
It's incredible. They've just launched their 2016 program. They had a great season last year with couple of musicals and some great shows. We've got Melbourne Symphony Orchestra coming this year, and we had ballet last year. So it's been great. As I said, it's often say to my partner, you know, there's not a lot we want for, because the restaurants are there, the bars are there. There's a real energy in terms of, food and wine, culture. And then you've got the art scene that's just thriving. So,
and it's hour and a half from Melbourne.
Yeah, hour and a half from Melbourne. You could spend more time on Punt Road. I was travelling to and from work, and the dogs have got a bigger backyard. So we're not complaining.
And you said you found Bendigo very welcoming.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. In all honesty, you don't know what to expect and, what you'll come into. And it's just...
Because you're a couple of girls living in Windsor before,
you know,
weren't you?
A couple of cool cats from Northcote, come to town, blow into town and, people...
The Lavender Belt.
Yeah. and people haven't bat an eyelid, it's just a fabulous urban city. I don't see it as a country town. It's an urban city.
Awesome.
And it's just been a great place to land and, move there thinking, well, we'll see how 12 months goes, but I can't recommend a tree change highly enough. I've loved it.
Yeah. Mm. And she's found a job.
Yeah, she's loving it.
Fantastic. So when we were talking about your hotel, this is a bit of a pioneering initiative from Art Series. Talk about that.
Well, we're the first addition into a regional city or a town. So it's called the Sheller Studio, and we're right in the heart of Bendigo. We've got 120 rooms, cool bar, cool cafe, and a lot of people come into our cafe and bar and say, oh, it's a slice of Melbourne in town. Like, it's really got a really cool look and feel, and it's been a great addition to the 6 hotels we have in the group. The only one outside of a major capital city, and I'm proud to run it. It's good.
And Amy, how have you gone with staffing? Being in a regional setting, how have you gone with getting regional staff up to the standard that people are expecting as a slice of Melbourne Bendigo?
That's actually a really good question, because that's what it's all about, and that was passionate for me. That was my key passion, bringing the brand and the tone and the service we deliver in Melbourne down to Bendigo there. The staff we have, they've been with us since day one. We have actually one of the lowest turnover rates I've seen in my more than 10 years in hospitality. So these kids are really invested. They've been locals for a long time. They see a great opportunity, and I've actually got two of my key stars that I'm training up and developing to get to Melbourne. They want to diversify their career, and we're all for that. So these country kids, they work hard. I love them.
Mm. How exciting. We're going to talk more about regional hotels, regional Victoria, and a whole lot of other things.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
So we're just hearing about what's going on in Bendigo and how the Art Series Hotel have really taken hold there and the staffing, the whole community's behind it. Mm. So are you thinking about another regional location?
We're always looking, and the way that we find the locations for Art Series, does come a lot with our parent company, with the property developers. So we do play the play at hand whatever areas are being looked at.
So what's on the horizon? Do you think
This year is everything Brisbane?
Oh, really?
So Brisbane will see, we're opening a hotel, the Johnson, in June, June, July.
Whereabouts is that?
Spring Hill.
Oh, yeah.
South near the parks. Melbourne, Spring Hill. Works really well. We're right near Fortitude Valley. And that's our first
the valley.
First
it's
property.
Just
the valley.
Yeah.
You've got to be hip, Ryan. It's the valley.
Yeah. There's no fortitude about it. It's just the valley.
And then next year, 2017, we will open a second property up there, which is part of a huge redevelopment of a whole cultural precinct down.
That'll be fun for Brisbane.
Howard Smith Wharves, yeah.
Oh, so okay.
They found that's where the culture's been hiding all these years, under the pier.
Well, actually,
was it a part of yogurt?
Yeah. Brisbane really, in the last 2 or 3 years, has really grown in that whole arts and live music scene and
the gallery especially.
Happening. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited with Brisbane. And then, we won't stop there either. We're always looking for Sydney. As I said, with our owners, with the property developments and where they pop up.
Well, you do need
exciting.
A property.
Yeah, that's right.
So need the property first.
Yeah. Location. So Sydney, not yet, but...
On the cards.
Yeah, so it's finding the right location. Brizzy,
yep.
Two.
Yep, two
There's
in
There's already
Brisbane.
One in Adelaide.
One in Adelaide and one in four in Melbourne.
Four in Melbourne, one in Bendigo. Mm.
One in Bendigo, yes.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So regional Australia, do you see that as a big growth thing? Because you're from Shep and you live in Bendigo.
Yeah.
And you're impressed with both.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's hard to say, and people are, wanting to get out. I'm seeing more and more travel. People are wanting to get into the regions, whether it be wine country or, having those experiences.
King Valley.
And getting out of the city and the day-to-day and having those small weekend trips. We find for Bendigo, for instance, people are coming for that overnight, that weekend away, and people are a bit time poor. So you might not have a week of annual leave and you just want to have that short trip into the region. Mm. So
do people rock up on a Friday night? They've driven straight from work.
Yeah, they've come straight from work and maybe it's spur of the moment and they just want to, get out of town for the weekend and, go out and have a dinner. So I'm seeing more and more tourism, just with that short trip stay coming through.
Definitely, the drive market is very important for regional destinations. Mm. But what we find, and without showing my age, is over the years when the Australian dollar drops to around the level it's at, the 70 cents to the US, instead of...
price goes with it.
All of us Australians travelling overseas, we would... that goes down and then more domestic travel increases. So not only do we travel more within Australia, but a lot of the international markets travel to Australia. So, it's a good time.
Good for inbound tourism.
Good for inbound. And regionally, people are looking for that shorter break, drive an hour and a half, 2 hours and still feel that you're a long way away. Mm. And if we can have good quality properties, not just art series, good restaurants, good tourist attractions in these regional destinations, then it just promotes it even more. Mm. So.
Hmm. Definitely. And do you find, do you have a service from the station at Bendigo? What's the best thing for people to do if they caught the train from Southern Cross?
Yeah, we're not too far away, but they can call the hotel and we're happy to come pick them up. We've got a bus down there, 12-seater bus.
Oh, really?
So you'll find me behind the wheel. It's safe,
it's
promise.
It's a great service.
I'll come get you. No.
We call the general manager, she'll rock up.
We do have a shuttle, so we can do that. We can just pre-book it ahead of time. Otherwise, it's it's not too far away.
Is it walking distance far away?
Oh, not too far. It's a bit too far to walk. Taxi. You know one thing I discovered? Everywhere in Bendigo, $10 taxi from one point to the other is $10. Very easy. Get a taxi.
It's almost like Uberville up there.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't they call Adelaide the 10-minute city?
20-minute.
20-minute city.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, this is a 10-minute town.
Yeah. There we go. 10-minute town. Yeah.
Better than being a one-horse town.
Exactly. Keep that clean.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, Mark.
I'm not blushing.
This is the Escape Pod. We have standards. Just like boutique hotels
the
do.
The show does. The hosts don't.
Well, I have to say, the boutique hotel I got to stay in Cairo was amazing. It was the Hotel Longchamp. So I had these...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
Everyone getting bags with horse badges on them?
Absolutely. Yeah. I checked out the website. It was chosen for me by Sam and Ahmed. It was... Anyway... the driver picks me up from the airport, so I've had my homeland experience of getting through Cairo Airport because I am the only white chick there, and jump into the car with this great driver, and of course in the front seat, so I get to experience Cairo traffic as soon as I get there. And we pull up at this building that's like, I don't know, a 7-story office building. And I sort of see this dusty sign that says Hotel Longchamp, but there's no porter downstairs. There's actually no one downstairs. It's this dusty, mirrored, marbled kind of entranceway. And then I snuck into this elevator that was like Hotel Budapest. The driver, and case. Mm. Well, I didn't take furs, but I could have. It was so cold in Luxor, honestly. Minks were required. Anyway, we pushed the button to level 5. 75% of the time I made it to level 5. And when I got out, it was like I was in a European boutique hotel. Ah. It was absolutely everything that the website had said it was. It was just that ground floor to fifth floor experience was quite odd.
Well, you had to go through a call centre to get there.
Almost. It felt like that, yeah.
A bit quirky.
But once I was there, it was stunning. And, you know, the staff remembered
the hotel marketing manager has just upgraded it to quirky. Quirky.
Hashtag quirky.
Look, the rooms were divine.
Jo, how did you find out about the hotel and how did you book it?
It was a recommendation. So because Sam is in Cairo frequently, he knew that it was a great place to stay in Zamalek. Mm. And I think there's also perhaps a friendly connection with the owner, who's a German lady. So it was all through connections.
Yeah. And that's leading towards this boutique industry.
Yes,
it's all,
very much.
People, you know, word of mouth is a lot. And without taking it away from your grand 5-star properties, it's authentic to the local area.
So. Oh, definitely. And you want to have that. I mean, it's great to go to cities that have, a Marriott and an Intercontinental and a Fairmont and everything else. And Cairo has all of that. Mm. But if you're going to stay there, the reality is at the moment with the economy, you're basically going to be staying in a hotel that's got a lot of people who are Arab walking around in tracksuit pants because somehow they've thought that that's stylish. Mm. I, of course, did get an opportunity in a lift to explain to 5 Arab gentlemen it's not stylish. And I'm still here. So, you know, the word travels.
So it went well?
It did. It went very well.
So we were talking about TripAdvisor off air, and yes. I think we've come up with the idea you don't trust anybody who posts a review unless they post a photo of their own bedroom first.
I think that's a good idea. I think if you use those sites, I think you probably
What's
have
your
to...
baseline position here, champion, before you start getting critical?
Show us your resume.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. Yes. I think you have to look at where else they've travelled to and how often they do travel.
Yeah. And how often they whinge about cold soup.
Yeah, and then decide if they're actually a reviewer you're going to trust.
Yeah.
Then think about the review they've given.
I want to see where you live.
But it all takes time. I mean, that's the thing. You know, TripAdvisor is not going to guarantee you a perfect trip. I mean, you need to do your homework.
Mm.
And that's where you need travel agents like Russ to help do some of that work.
Mm. Correct.
If you're looking for a good travel agent, Google travel agent. They are wonderful people.
Now that we've got
you. They will take
you.
Care of you and book you into lovely hotels like the Art Series Hotels.
Is it time for a rant, Russ?
Look, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
ready. Ready and raring to go.
I think we should do it now.
That was fabulous. Yeah,
I'm absolutely ready. Look, I, as a travel professional, as I like to call myself, am on here today saying... You know, TripAdvisor this, TripAdvisor that. I don't believe what you read in black and white. Now, I, for one, I do spend an enormous amount of time booking people's hotels all over the world. And, you know, please keep in mind that when you're reading a review, that anybody can put this review up there and they are not always 100% accurate. I have stayed at many hotels during my career and I have read the reviews on TripAdvisor and I think, oh, my Lord, what have I got myself into? Then I've arrived at this hotel, which is completely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous to stay at, and the review has been completely wrong. Well, and then on the other hand, I this recently stayed at a lovely, lovely little boutique place in Istanbul. I read the TripAdvisor review and it was supposed to be this gorgeous hotel with views out of the bay. It was absolutely stunorama.
Did we it got have there. Rustic charm?
It was a dump, Joe. I'm going to put it black and white. It was a dump. Now, I'm sure my friends from the Art Series Hotel can appreciate this. The TripAdvisor is... Shall we say it? I'm going to say it on air today. It's a wank, right?
He's called it.
Yeah, I've called it. What do you think, guys?
I think That's one way of putting it. But we could, it's very powerful.
Correct.
For suppliers and you know, little independent properties and restaurants and things. It can be very powerful. And if it's it's not a good review, or if it's not favourable, and the way that they handle that really goes a long way as to how big that problem can become. And again, away from travel or TripAdvisor, it's the whole digital space that we're the world that we're now living in. You know, it's instant.
Everything's so instant. You know, a photo can be up on Instagram just in that second.
And when you're booking holidays and you're booking hotels, everything within reason, everything on a balanced nature. You know, I for one totally agree with what's been discussed today. The boutique hotels are definitely the way to go. I mean, if you want charm, you want sophistication, you want to stay in a place where people are going to take very, very good care of you, and then that's the way to go. But I would have to say about, well, maybe 25% of what's written on TripAdvisor for me would be accurate.
So you know that it is becoming quite a big industry player when guests or customers would be threatening to use TripAdvisor against a restaurant or against a hotel. That's when you realise just the space that we're now in.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know that favoured line everyone uses on their bed bugs. Have you ever stayed in a hotel with bed bugs?
Definitely not with us.
Not with us.
No, I wouldn't. I would expect nothing less from
not
you two lovely people.
Not at the Art Series, but I have in Amsterdam.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to talk about bed bugs here on Joy 94.9 today.
No, not in the escape pod. Is that it for your rant, or was there something else that was substantial on there?
No, I just want to say the other thing in my rant today, which I kind of think is substantial, is stay away from the new Jetstar terminal at Melbourne Airport. Ooh. It is a God-given nightmare. You have to walk at least 3 kilometres from the check-in to the plane. Now, if you're a sophisticated kind of Joy 94.9 listener, like we know you all are out there in Radioland, you've got to fly Virgin and Qantas, and you've got to look after yourself because you don't want to walk 3 kilometres to the terminal. Back to you, Jo.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Russ. I'm so glad we waited nearly an hour to have your rant. It's just put everybody focused back on Saturday afternoon and how they will be planning their next travel adventure.
And I see that Jetstar will not be sponsoring Escape Pod in the near future.
But Qantas and Virgin will. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We
I don't think TripAdvisor will either.
No, TripAdvisor's probably not going to be throwing money our way, no.
I think we're quite safe, though. We've got lots of friends in the travel industry.
You've got us.
We've got two sitting right here from the Art Series Hotel.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.